Well, I'll be damned. While China is proposing the largest dam project in the world on the Yarlang Tsangpo River on the Tibetan Plateau, Europe and America are getting rid of dams. There are many projects on both sides of the Atlantic to remove outdated and unneeded dams across various rivers. The Klamath River Reclamation Project is the biggest so far, where four dams were removed in one go. The Kopko 1, Kopko 2, Iron Gate and J.C. Boyle dams blocked a 400-mile stretch of the Klamath River in Northern California and Oregon. Dave Muir works for RES, who are performing the ecological restoration of the Lower Klamath project. These giant walls of earth and concrete stretched across the river. It's imposing, strong, and a symbol of human engineering in many ways. The dams were built to control water and provide electricity. Some were over a century old. How to remove the dams was a headache for the consulting engineers. Mort McMillan owns McMillan LLC, the company contracted with removing the four dams in the Klamath River. The Klamath River dams are typical of the older infrastructure built when their far-reaching effect on the ecosystem was less understood. For millennia, dam building has been a way to harness the potential of water as a resource for power and irrigation. However, any blockage to the natural flow of a watercourse has an impact. Dams can block fish migration. Many fish species, like salmon, need to swim upstream to breed. Dams block their path and make it impossible for them to reach their spawning grounds, as on the Klamath River. This impacts entire ecosystems, as these fish are crucial food sources for other animals. Dams disrupt the natural flow of water. Rivers don't flow the way they used to. A dam alters the natural rhythm of a river, which can lead to lower water quality, changes in temperature, and destruction of habitats. Wetlands, forests, and floodplains that rely on the natural water flow are severely affected. Dams create a sediment buildup. Rivers carry sediments that provide nutrients downstream. Dams trap this sediment, preventing it from reaching the riverbanks and the deltas. Over time, this leads to a loss of fertile soil and impacts agriculture in surrounding areas. And, not least, dams have an impact on people. While dams provide power, water storage, and flood control, they also displace communities. Thousands of people have had to move because of the construction of dams, and these communities lost their land, homes, and sometimes even their way of life. It's easy to say, let's just tear down the dam, but the reality is much more complicated. It's not blown up in one go, like in the movies. Work to remove the four dams on the Klamath River began almost simultaneously. The smallest dam, Kopko 2, was removed by October 2023, and the final and largest dam, Iron Gate, was disassembled a year later. Getting rid of the millions of tons of material from the dams needed to be as carefully managed as the demolition. Although the Klamath River regeneration is the biggest dam removal project to date, work has also been going on in Europe. Dam Removal Europe is a grouping inspired by the work in the United States to remove all types of river obstacles across the continent. Herman Vaningen is the founder of Dam Removal Europe, a coalition of organizations looking to ease the removal of dams and restore natural habitats. Reducing river obstacles in Europe is a lot about redundancy and replenishing fish stocks to improve biodiversity. According to Dam Removal Europe, hundreds of projects have been completed or are underway to free up watercourses. Europe's biggest dam removal project has probably been the twin dams on the Seloune River in Normandy, France. The dams were built in the 1920s and 30s, and costly work was needed to bring them up to modern standards. The cost of removing the two dams and returning the river to its natural condition was around 70 million euros. Comparing that to the cost of removing the four Klamath dams at close to $500 million shows the difference in scale. The intention of removing the dams from the Klamath River was to allow salmon to return to the spawning grounds that had been unreachable for 100 years. Removing the dams had a short negative environmental impact, with some advantages. However big a river obstacle may be, removing it creates a scar on the landscape, which needs time to heal. Those involved in Klamath are amazed at how quickly Mother Nature is recovering. The success of Klamath is mirrored in hundreds of rivers across the United States and Europe. We will undoubtedly see more dams needing expensive refurbishment to meet modern standards. So the option for removal will become more economically viable, allowing our rivers to run smoothly and fish to return to their natural habitats.